Thank you for flying with Divided We Game. Today's pilot, Michael, ex-Banff X-Fusion 8 on Xbox One. Boarding has now been complete. Prepare for launch in 3, 2, 1.
What's going on, guys? My name is XBanthX Fusion 8, and today's topic, we're going to be talking about Apex Legends. Let's get it, guys. We're going to be talking about it, and it's wholesome. We're going to be talking about Apex Legends, the movement in it, the gameplay, and what's to come for the game. So let's get down to it. Apex Legends is a fast-paced battle royale. The full game came out February 4th of this year, which is pretty crazy because the full game's out. You can get all the weapon camos, all the character camos, you can get all the badges, the emotes, everything's all in the game, all ready to get unlocked. So go in and have some fun grinding all that out, because I am. The game is really fun, just full of really, it's just really refreshing and just like so great to have in the growing population of Battle Royale. The game has plenty of new movement and it's really rewarding in having strategy, especially around this map. Like, the map is just like perfect for getting height advantage, which what you need in a Battle Royale, and just being able to move around the map is just so effortlessly with this movement system that they have. It's just, it makes it so much better. So the movement, you can slide as long as you can. So if you run down a hill and you start sliding, you can build up speed and you'll be sliding pretty damn fast. I've seen some kids slide so fast, you know, and then you press the jump button and you'll be flying. Like, literally, you can jump on top of houses sliding down a hill. I've done it before and you get the advantage hella fast, and then you just shoot down rains of tears of hell and they are done. Alright, so next, what you can do, which is also just, it helps in getting advantages, you can run up walls and cliff sides and to get better advantages. So if you just run up to a wall and hold A, you can run up a wall and it will get you up probably a good 15, 20 feet up a wall. I'm not even joking. He runs up it like you would expect somebody running up a wall. Like, it's crazy. So going into the more of the movement besides actual in-game play movement, there is plenty of customization with your sensitivity in the settings. I'm actually going to explain a little bit about my settings. So for my controller, if you go to settings and go to controller, I have both my sensitivity and sensitivity ADS at very high at 5. I have my response curve, which is just pretty much, it determines how the stick analog is inputted and how you turn your view. So pretty much it just changes how fast your view turns as you're looking side to side or up and down. You know, there's classic, steady, which I have mine on. I have mine on steady because I like to have it pretty balanced and just between faster aiming from the stock, like just from it moving, and having it being consistent. Because I did have it on fine aim, which pretty much, like, it'll just like draw your aimer kind of to like a corner, which it did help me for a second, but like, I just rather have my own aim to it because I feel like I'm more accurate than that kind of like fine aim help. But there's also high velocity, which is quick, and then linear, which is this raw input, meaning that as soon as you touch the stick, it's just going to go. So it's not going to be fast, but it's going to be a little bit more, better for this. But you will have to use a Elite wireless controller or a wired controller, so you get a customizable panel to where you can customize your sensitivity on your sticks of the controller. I have it for mine, but I haven't really, messed with it too much because it is a little bit of a you have to do quite a bit. And but if you can get it correct, that's the best way to go. It's the best way to do it. So, and then there's Look Dead Zone, which helps with your view drifting away when you're jumping and aiming and sliding. And yeah, I have mine on small, so my stick doesn't drift away at all, and you don't even notice it. Or you can have it off, or you can have it on large. And going into the view of your character, so you can also extend your view further back for, like in PC games. They're able to pretty much control and stretch and manipulate their screen on their monitors. So like on Call of Duty, they can, extend their view so they can get a wider view of everything so they can see more, so see more corners around themselves. So this helps with just, having your sensitivity up and actually being able to play a little bit faster. It definitely helped me out. It helped me play a lot more fluent and like smooth. And you'll find out that, like, when you watch PC players, they just look like they're fucking smooth as all hell. And that's how I feel like I'm playing when I have it on this setting. Okay, so going down into the gameplay, the map is bright and beautiful. The gameplay is very smooth, the guns are fun, and you can literally use whatever gun you want in any variety. You can have two shotguns, I bet, and you could literally win a game because literally the game and its specialists are just, they help you get the advantage, and as long as you have the advantage and you have cover, you're fine. So the guns are just, you can use any one you want. They're all fun. They're all usable. There's not like some that are super OP over the others, but there are some. But in the all, like all round, since it is a battle royale and it doesn't really matter about that, it just matters about how many shots you put on the character. Any gun is usable, which is very cool. So you fly in groups of threes of a right of a right now. So there's only 20 squads on the map. They can definitely bump it up, I feel like, because my highest kill gameplay, I've only gotten, I think it was 11 kills in a game, which is very, like, I thought I was doing really good. But just to find like a bigger amount of kids, it's really hard. You definitely have to be moving and grooving around the map, which you can with all the zip lines and the specialists that you have and the sliding and the unlimited sprint and all of that. And especially with the no jump fall damage, which is awesome, especially if you're on top of a mountain or like you need to get out of a sticky situation, like, or if you land on the ship that flies into the map. There's a ship that you can fly in and it has a bunch of supplies on it, but if there's like, three teams that land there, you're not going to get a gun. You jump off of it, you can just land on your feet and keep going, which I love about this, and you need that. You need it in a battle royale because there's so many like types of ways of where like in Fortnite where you're on the side of a mountain, you start sliding off of it and then you fall down and then you're dead. That's how your whole life is. Like you spend your whole day and you die something so stupid to that. Like, I've had 13 to 15 kills in Fortnite, and then I slid off a hill because some guy shot me out, and then I tried building, and then it didn't build, and then you fall through your build, and then you die. And then you're just like, wow, okay, cool. So what's to come? So there's going to be solos and duos coming very soon, within the month. Also, new guns are going to be coming in after that month, and new skins are going to be coming through as well the month after that, and new characters the following month after that. So we have a cool 4 months that are going to be coming up. I'm really, really, really excited about this game, especially when the solos and duos come out. It's definitely going to make the game really cool and definitely a lot more playable. Than just in groups of threes. But no, the game's incredible. It's going to be very fun, and I can't wait to see what it's going to be like in the next year, because it's definitely, in my opinion, it's overthrowing all the competition in the Battle Royale scene, especially Fortnite. So get on it, have fun, let's go. This is XBanff X Fusion 8. Peace out, guys.